Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il?
Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger? Écoutez.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
You can't be the queen yet, because you're the queen, because I'm the king. Can't be a queen without a king.
You know we're better.
I mean, I know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tremaine Live from Mars, Joey P. Midwest Z, I'm Sage James. We are here. It is February 1st. First day of February. Bought New York around 8+ inches of snow. I don't know if it's going to keep snowing tonight, but the skies are still pink. So I know that's an old school way of telling if snow is going to be in the area. So, not sure. But if you're in the New York City area and around surrounding metropolitan proximities, be safe out there. I didn't leave the house at all today. I normally go and like dust the car off halfway through the snowstorm. So, you know, the bottom layer doesn't become ice. You got to like kind of chip away and damn near scratch your paint and all that shit like that. But I didn't feel like going anywhere today. I don't know why. It's a fucking bum. All day.
Hey.
Only thing hygienic I did was probably brush my teeth and wash my face. I took a shower last night because I knew I wasn't doing nothing today. So, yeah. Yeah, some man shit for you right there. Damn right. That's how we fucking do over here, goddamn it. That's right. Hard foot, scaly shit, nigga. That's what we doing. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Yeah, exactly right. That's
how
we doing. That's how we starting the show. Fuck that. Yeah, man. 903. So, I took the challenge of watching The Little Things early today. And I guess for the opening of the show, we can discuss that before we get into the because this is actually celebrating black excellence with Denzel Washington. The dude is timeless. No matter what role he plays, he finds a way to find the character and give it his full range of personas throughout the movie. So, we're gonna be talking about more black excellence tonight on the other side of the break. Is hip hop the biggest contribution, the most influential contribution to pop culture, I guess, as to where we are right now? I think that's the easy answer, but we're going to go into probably some reasons why we asked that question. T.I. has been attached to sex trafficking rumors with him and his wife. We knew they was on some share and share alike shit for a while. We didn't know how far they and how much they shared. But we'll talk about that also. And, the Robinhood app situation that went down with GameStop and AMC last week got a lot of people's eyes open into the lucrative manner of the actual stock market. But do niggas need to keep their day job is the question. I think so. And Chad Wheeler has been quiet. It has been a quiet situation for Chad Wheeler. And him beating his girlfriend to not even being able to be recognized in a before and after picture. That looks like two different people straight up. I know the wigs do wonders for ladies if they got the right lace front and shit like that, but I didn't even notice the facial features being the same when this dude was done with her. All because she didn't want to bow down to him, and of course they're labeling it a mental illness to why he did that. But when Ray Rice did that shit, he was just another dumb nigga that can't control his emotions.
He was a savage.
He was a savage. The nigga lost his NFL career over a lapse of judgment that none of us on this show condones, but they were both drunk. Okay? Let's be clear on that. And this nigga lost his NFL career after just winning the Super Bowl. Talk about that later on the show.
Contract voided, all that shit.
All that shit. All of that. He couldn't even be a damn advisor for the Ravens on payroll. He had to volunteer his time.
Yep.
And that's not even mentioned.
Then they made him go on the main stage to apologize and all this other shit.
Apologize to everybody.
Just to say fuck you. Come on, man. If this way, look.
Yeah, exactly.
We know how this is going to come out.
And let's not forget the oh-so famous Michael Vick served 2 years for harming not even a human being in a Fed prison. All right? So anyway, we got about 5 minutes, maybe a little bit more. So I kind of ran over with that. I didn't expect to get that emotional in the introduction of the topics, but it's some real shit. The little things, Denzel. I was told, and I'm going to set the stage, ladies and gentlemen. I was told that this was a cryptic type, as soon as this person gets introduced, the movie gets weird and I got so many questions. This is how I was introduced to me. So I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be on some like, I never saw the movie, but I heard it was, what's the one movie? With Leonardo DiCaprio when he was like in a dream about a dream and it was just like kind of going back. Yes, Inception. I'm thinking it's going to be like Inception shit. Now, I've never saw Inception, but the backdrop that I got to it, it led to be a very confusing. If you miss one minute detail that happened in the movie, the rest of the shit is going to unravel for you. That's how it's presented to me. But when I watched the little things, all I said was, oh, this shit ain't nothing but the movie Seven with Denzel instead of Morgan Freeman. That's what I got from it. I was able to follow along. I knew exactly what was going to happen when the shit was going down. Maybe not to the T, but what happened didn't surprise me. I'll say that much. I'm not going to say I was able to forecast what went down. But how it went down and what went down, it didn't surprise me because it was very much like Seven. Had a killer at the end, egg Brad Pitt. That was Kevin Spacey. He was the killer, right? He egged Brad Pitt into committing that seventh deadly sin. In the desert. I mean, it was very fucking congruent. It was very common. It was very common.
Maybe, yeah, no, yep, no.
The way they was finding bodies, and you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying. It was just the way the setup was, and I've seen serial killer movies before too. And I'm not saying this is your average serial killer movie.
Okay, so here's a question: Who's the killer then?
No, that definitely wasn't answered. Who the killer was. That definitely wasn't
an
answer.
So it's not. Listen. So you basically. Okay, so. Exactly my point, my friend. Because. It is clear who the killer is. But you have to focus actually, literally, on the little things. So. You're not clear who the killer is. The killer was Deacon.
I thought that for a good portion of the movie. I thought that, but it just didn't. Maybe at the end when he just burned everything, you know what I'm saying, and how we had the... Oh, it's definitely a spoiler alert, ladies and gentlemen. So if you didn't watch the little...
Oh, now he want to do spoilers.
Right.
What? No, but you want to do that shit on season finales and shit, though, B. That's different. You want to do that. You want to do spoilers on season finales.
Who did that?
Huh? No, Joby was trying to. He was trying to do some spoilers on season finale shit or whatever. I think it was the Power Book of Ghosts or whatever like that. And I was just like,
nah.
What was it for? You were trying to spoil something for me that I was about to watch.
I don't know. I watch a lot of shit. But it
you
couldn't
do.
Have been Power. Because
I don't even remember having a conversation
about Power.
Probably not. But you was about to spoil something for me. And I was like, nah, I'm about to watch that shit. Don't do that. But, yeah, definitely. They did a spoiler alert. Yeah, about this movie. Yeah, though.
So, definitely, like, because just like we said at our production meeting, me and Z talked for about a good hour after that. Mm-hmm. Wasn't just about the little things for us. But we spoke in depth about the movie, and it's definitely one of those you have to watch it more than once type deals. Because, like you said, the prominent theme with the movie is the little things. Like, you got to pay attention to the small, insignificant things that the camera, they're doing a lot of stuff camera-wise that you're not necessarily paying attention to. Like, they'll turn it, and then they'll accent one particular item, and then they'll mention it later on in the movie as far as that one particular item. And then they'll bring up, it's like little shit, like you'll see a pair of shoes, and then you'll see that this dude got the shoes on. Like, it's very small,
steps. That's why I think it was the Arab nigga, because of how the nigga walked. I knew it wasn't him.
Yeah.
He walked on some straight duck feet type shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, he walked like a character in Grand Theft Auto that was about to take you into a house or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Very.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
The
very robot.
When they couldn't turn all the way. Yeah.
You already know what I'm talking about. He walked like a nigga like that, who they thought was the killer. So I knew it wasn't him. But he played it well to how he knew about all of the history of each of these crimes and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He played the character well. You know what I'm saying? He did a good job playing getting into character as a suspect, but I think he was just playing them because he knew he had them by the balls. So many words, pause. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So
mm-hmm.
that was well within the rights of the film, but at the same time, I thought it was Deacon too. I thought it was him too, but they threw a curveball when they got into, you know, the whole situation with Franklin Saint's mom from Snowfall as a forensics, person, whatever like that. So they threw a curveball with that, kind of threw me off course with that, about why his demons keep following him or whatever like that. But at the same time, that didn't give me reason enough to believe that he was a serial killer because of that situation. You know, but at the end of the day, who the fuck else could it have been? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm gonna just say fuck it and throw caution to the wind. Anybody that's listening, I don't give a fuck. You got 30. Well, I ain't gonna say 30. You probably got like 27 more days to watch the shit now, because the shit dropped Friday.
Yeah.
Right. HBO Max type
days,
shit.
Yeah.
So he was the first one that brought up the bites, and I mentioned to Z. I was like, yo, watch how he hold his mouth. Like, Denzel was very, is the little things. Like, you ain't never seen Denzel hold his teeth over top of his bottom lip the way he did in this movie as he did in any other movie. He picked up the partial when he was in the bathroom. And
yeah, look at that.
It was just small little stuff. Like, he was using the coroner to basically tie up all the loose ends of the story. So,
and figure out
just
figure
my
out
impression of that guy.
How much they didn't know.
Yep.
That was
and
thing.
He was staring the detective the entire time. The entire movie, he was staring him. Okay, go this way, go that way, follow this lead,
yep.
follow that lead. and he was always there to ensure that he was following the lead the exact way that he told him to follow the lead. And then at the end, when he gave him the fucking barrette, it's like, oh, make him feel good that, okay,
yeah,
he really did do the right thing.
Right.
He killed the killer.
So he can sleep at night. Let the nigga sleep at night.
Yep. Well, this whole time, you done did this shit. You killed that one chick accidentally, and then you spend the rest of this time concocting murders.
Throwing niggas off.
Just to keep your story going.
Yeah. 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 It was good, but, you know, like I said, it kind of lined up. I kind of saw a lot of similarities with the movie 7 in there, and that's just where it kind of like was like, all right, I get it. It was cool, though. It was a good movie, though. I'm not going to say it was whack. It was a good movie, though.
Okay.
I'm definitely not going to say it was whack.
Before break, next Friday, the Black Panther movie come out. Yes. That one dropped.
Yeah, I want to
see
that.
Next Friday. So now that, you know, you are plugged in into the world of HBO Max.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Midwest Z, Zomaha, especially my daughter, especially thanks you for your generosity for passing on information to allow us passage to streaming HBO Max. Yeah, she's been ecstatic about it. She's able to watch Rampage earlier today, and now she wants to watch Cat later on. So, yeah, we appreciate the love, sir. Definitely do appreciate it. 916, y'all. What's that?
I said I'm gonna go ahead and make her a profile so she just has it. She can just click on her profile.
You want to do another profile just so that we don't mess up your stream of movies? That's fine. I ain't gonna be mad at that.
Nah, he said just Anna. Now y'all.
Oh no, I ain't included. Oh, you see, I try to take all the tip of this shit. Nah, fuck that, nigga. You watch it when I want to see too. Yo, 917, we're going to take a break, and we'll come right back and get into this Black History Month influence hip-hop and where it has taken the world since its introduction in 1973. Be right back, y'all.
What Juicy say? He like,
shut the fuck up!
Pistol packing, never slacking, bitch. With the gang, yeah, I'm posted with them killers. She try to steal from me, hope she know that I'm a killer. 3-5 in this back, we'll take this L, this shit gon' kill you. Boy, you ain't no killer, nah, you ain't no killer. Hov, got the price going up on that gorilla. I know real gorillas, drug dealers, and them killers. Please don't hit my line unless you calling for that killer. While I'm from, we some killers, whole game full of killers. Get your shine on, get your shine on, get your shine on, shine.
Hey.
Get your shine on, get your shine on, get your shine on, shine. Man, fuck these niggas. Huff a lunch and dinner, no beginner, I'm a killer. These killers out here starving, run up, take a nigga dinner. Don't become a target out here flogging around them killers. Niggas just lost his life like that and they still ain't found the killer. Young niggas started off hooping and grew up to be a killer. I was out here serving, I was living off that killer. Moonwalk like caterpillars, blood slow like caterpillars. He real, I gotta feel him. He stole, I gotta kill him. Mama should've told you not to fuck around with them killers. Hopping up out the range, pink ice, looking like killer. Cup full of ice, fill it up with some killer. Stop playing with your life, you know damn well you ain't no killer. We monsters just like Thriller. We hanging out the wonder. I'm dangerous with a pistol. Be thankful if I miss you. We banging, what's the issue? This stainless shit gon' hit you. The casket is gon' fit you. You still wanna be a killer? Posted with the gang, yeah, I'm posted with them killers. She try to steal from me, hope she know that I'm a killer. 3-5 in this back, we'll take this L, this shit gon' kill you. Boy, you ain't no killer. Nah, you ain't no killer. Hov, got the price going up on that gorilla. I know real gorillas, drug dealers, and them killers. Please don't hit my line unless you calling for that killer. Where I'm from, we some killers. Whole game full of killers. Get your shine on, get your shine on, get your shine on, shine. Get your shine on, get your shine on, get your shine on, shine.
Look, I got you lined up by that bitch. Now we sliding with them sticks. We gon' fire, we ain't gon' miss. Until you die, we ain't gon' quit. Catch me riding with my guy that up his fire and he gon' hit. Pour that fire up in my styrofoam, I'm higher than the bitch. Bitch, you know I'm gon' get mine, so gon' keep grinding when I'm rich. Had to run it up and buy me a few bricks. I rock designer to my kicks. Where your pistol, nigga? Mine's is on my hip. I'm the machine, see all the pressure I'm applying in this bitch. I know the movers and the dealers. I know goons and I know killers. I know you was not no killer. That's your bitch. You should get her. She keep choosing. I'm gon' hit her. She keep looking at my jewels. She know I'm richer. Why you dudes is posting pictures? I be
posted with the gang. Yeah, I'm posted with them killers.
Oh, shit. I ain't know that song ended like that. Shows you how much I listen to it. 920. We are transmitting live from Mars. We are back. Say James Jolie to me, West Z. That was Juicy J and Conway Killer. That was off that last Juicy J album. That was for you, Jovi. You know, I like to keep everybody's, I would say, preferences in music at the forefront. I have to get into Master Ace next for Z.
You know, that's good.
Well, you know, swing music for Midwest Z.
You know what I'm saying? Some bluegrass. Wow.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, but you know, on the flip side, I didn't realize Juicy J was such like a he's actually kind of a cornball in person.
Hey, Jovi, you want this one? You want?
No, I'm gonna let him finish his statement. I want to finish.
Okay.
I want to hear him finish his statement first.
Okay.
Cornball is it? He's a cornball. What's wrong with cornball?
Because that's what's being called a cornball. That's why.
That's not a
very high compliment in the hip hop community.
Yeah. So like he was on Ridiculousness, and I was like, really, this is who he is? Wow. Okay. I mean, he's kind of a cornball. Just didn't real. I thought his, because it's all right. So some people like the portrayal and what you see in the videos, songs, stuff like that. Right? You're like, okay. You know, I can't imagine being too whatever. Like you look at a Jeezy or hell, even. What's his name? The one they just let him out of jail. Black.
Who are you talking about?
Fuck. Kodak Black. Right, like, you know, some of these dudes, they cool. Like, and a person, they cool, but Juicy J is really like a weirdo. He's like a for real like weirdo. And I didn't know that about him. Like, you wouldn't think from his music and the way he portrays himself that he was like that off center, but he is.
So
I didn't know.
I'm literally raising my hand at this, even though you can't even see me. But
yeah, go ahead,
like,
raise your hand.
I must interject. What about his music had you thinking that he wasn't eccentric, or that he wasn't off tilt, or that he wasn't really your typical hood ass nigga? He ain't got to be a hood ass nigga. Project Pat is his blood brother. He do enough dumb shit
for both of them. For all of them. Right.
He did enough dumb shit for all of them. Also,
you know what, Joe?
Juicy J,
you know what?
Is a PK.
To your point, yes, right? Like, you're right. But in the same token, my perception and your perception are different things, but my perception didn't portray that photo, and I was like, this dude is really odd. Like, why? I mean, it's cool. He's smart. He's extremely intelligent, but like, he's very odd and very, very eccentric. I did not. I mean, the dude came out in a full length like cheetah coat. I was like, what?
Let's do this. Talking about his eccentrism, yeah, the greatest, great, wonderful segue. Okay, we're speaking on his eccentricism.
Got it.
Whichever one it is, you know what the fuck I'm saying. We're speaking on that right now. Okay? Now, the fact that he is, you know, in the talks as a some people lift him up as a top shelf producer and others may not. I give him his respect because he did help change or morph the sound of trap and hip hop and southern artists as 3-6, you know, progressed. Now, with the influence that, well, I'm saying this because we know hip hop influences damn near everything that has to do with music or any kind of pop culture topic or whatever like that, right? So, with their introduction of the whole promethazine push, you know, with the lean and the scissor up and all that shit like that with UGK, and they had a whole song talking about
Molly.
This shit. Don't forget Molly. Let's not forget Molly. Okay? But with that being said, not saying it was the best look for hip-hop at the time, but at the same time, we know that once it passes through the hands of the hip-hop community and it gets a green light, the rest of the world is okay to do it. Right? Now, is hip-hop the biggest influence in pop culture since hip-hop was founded? Since 1973, has anything in pop culture had the success and the attention and the draw and the, like, bottom line influence as, say, the Beatles of the 60s? Is hip-hop next great thing?
Hip-hop is the greatest cultural impact worldwide. We're not even going to limit it to the United States of America. We're not even going to limit it to just North America.
Okay.
Worldwide. Anytime when you look at the inception to where, and first, early on, you look at it, a lot of the hip-hop acts, they kind of dress like rock acts a little bit.
They were
on the skinnies.
It was on the heels of the disco.
A lot of open shirts.
Right. It was on the heels of the disco.
A lot of open shirts.
Right. A whole lot of open shirts. A lot of taco meat, pause. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But then you look at what has withstood the test of time since the 80s. Really, the late 70s to the 80s. Track suits. Adidas.
Facts.
Fucking afros.
Facts.
Great. And we just gone from the early on onset. You fast forwarded a couple years. You look at Jordans. When you get a chance, what I did with my kids, I let my children, well, the ones that were old enough to really comprehend and grasp, I rewatched the entire series of Fresh Prince with my kids. So they can see, like, yo, this is the same shit. Like, my son was amazed. He's like, yo, Will Smith has on Jordans in every episode. Like, yes.
Every episode.
Will was fresh. Like, Will was fresh. Like, I'm not even going to call that shit. Like, he was a Fresh Prince for a reason. Like, he had clothes. He had the bitches. He had everything going on for himself, you know, as far as a young, black, urban icon on television. And you have to think about shows like that. Shows like Martin that was very heavy as far as hip-hop. And you just look at, you know, you think of the push in the late 80s by the West Coast and NWA. There's every time it seems like it's going to slow down, something new comes up and furthers that push.
Yeah, something catches fire. No, I agree with that. Totally.
And it's not
totally agree.
The fashion and on the flip, you might as well lump in the crack era with hip hop. Because
it was.
It occurred on that watch.
And the thing about the crack era, let me cut you off, but the thing about the crack era, it provided storyline for all early 90s artists. All early 90s artists had something to say about the crack era and how it either made them or they just came home because they got jammed up doing something in the crack era. Every artist. Every artist.
Yeah, and I just, you know, who of artists? And then you fast forward it to now to where everything is just cyclical. Like, just look at it 10 years ago. We was like, yo, they dressing like the 80s again. Now you look at it, and that's another reason why I reintroduced the Fresh Prince to my son and my daughter. So it's like, yo, y'all just doing the 90s shit all over again.
All over again.
Like, my daughter legit dressed like Aaliyah. Dressed like Aaliyah.
Oh, for real?
like the not necessarily the mom jeans, but, you know, not
right.
the real tight jeans, but,
right.
you know, it's still real, it's a softer look, the half shirts and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
she ain't got the Doc Martens.
Natural hair. I'm trying to veto them shits, but they like a fucking,
okay.
they're a D&D staple for teenage girls. So
the Doc Martens are, they made a comeback like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a DMV staple for young girls right now.
Wow.
The high schoolers don't really wear them too much.
Really?
The middle school, the elementary, they on them.
Yeah, I can't stand those shoes. I'm sorry.
So, and it just,
okay.
it just shaped it and it shifted the culture. So,
yeah,
don't nothing happen unless we give that shit the stamp. And
that's
hip-hop is the crowning example of, we make shit move and we make shit stop.
That's a fact. That is a super fact. And Azee, before you go, I just need to, you know, kind of not interject, but just kind of, you know, compliment the statements I just made. He just said, so I only reiterate what you're saying, but black people, especially African American black people of that came up in the 90s, 80s and 90s are, now I ain't talking about I was born. I mean, you was like living, you was like, you understood what was going on in the world around that time. That generation of individual is the most influential people on this fucking planet. The most influential. Okay, you got to remember, we bought people the likings of the Super Soaker. We bought people, and I'll fast forward even further up to right now, we bought people the likings of twerking. Everybody wanted twerk, but everybody ain't got ass like black people. Now we give you some Spanish people do, but we just got dropped off over there and learned how to speak Spanish and integrated with the culture out there. Y'all got African roots in y'all. Everything that happens, like Joby said, has to pass through our hands. If we don't stamp it, I guarantee you, Cazelles, Louis Vuitton shades, Prada shades, Gucci frames, wouldn't be as hot a ticket. Not saying that they still wouldn't be fly. They still wouldn't earn their weight in gold. But they wouldn't be as much of a ticket if they didn't make it to a few rap videos. That's all I'm saying. Maybach is really pronounced my back. But guess what? Being that we call that shit Maybach, guess what the rest of the world knows it as?
Maybach.
Influence, man. See your thoughts, and we're going to go to break.
You know, like you made mention of this some time ago. You can't watch any commercial.
Any commercial.
Whether it doesn't matter. Like, a Kroger's commercial was just on. My son, who loves the Grubhub commercial, it's all hip-hop. And I'm talking... We're talking like even the whitest of stores is all hip hop based. No matter how you flip it, doctor's offices, anything, whatever, it's all hip hop. And so it just goes to the testament of even since before then, you know, we can go back to Imhotep if you so choose, but a long history, we have always been the precedence, right? They wouldn't have you believe that, but just look around. Just look around. Just look around the world. Look around the everyday stuff. Look at the structures of things. It was all originated in one place, Mother Africa. And to say if we only knew the power that we had as a people, take all the power out of the hands of those that think they have the power, we would just run the world. But I digress.
Yes, sorry, sorry for another show, nigga.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna make it tonight.
But the influence is extremely, extremely visible. Like I said, no matter what, you turn any commercial, any show, any premiere of any movie, they always play the hip hop. So that just tells you that's their number one selling point.
Any successful new campaign is going to have a hip hop theme. I'll never forget it. I share the story with you guys all the time, but it just stands out to me that when I first moved up to the Maryland area, I was in a corporate sales position, right, with JCPenney. I was supposed to go up to the main offices, but I had to do a year in the stores to make sure I knew how the inner workings went, right? So during that year in the stores, it was going back to school time. And they had the new campaign. It was like, I think it was like The Choice Is Yours or something like that. And we all know that song from Black Sheep. You can get with this, you can get with that, right? So when they was going through the brand new promo, you know, they have like the, you know, kind of like the Dorita, like the Super Bowl commercial. The first time it shows, they're going to give you the whole 30 seconds, the whole 45 seconds of the commercial. But every time you see it after that, it's going to be the abridged version, right? So when they went through the whole layout of basically what the commercials are going to be cut from, I'm rapping the whole song to myself, and one of the other managers next to me was like, yo, you know this song? I said, this shit came out in 1991. This was one of the biggest hits of the fucking 90s that you could still play now in the clubs and niggas would still get up on. And I'm sitting there like, I'm like, yo, wow, they really thought this shit was brand, like they just made this song for this commercial. But I'm saying that to say this. JCPenney changed their image to a more urban type of fitting for the community to buy from with that promo. And that's the only way they can kind of assert themselves as you could come by from us in confidence to suit your urban needs. Because we're backing it with this soundtrack, and we got a couple of kids breakdancing and shit in there and doing some extravagant moves that you can only do to this kind of music.
I remember that spot, B. I definitely remember that spot.
You remember that
shit. So you said it was breakdancing because that was in like the hallways in school or some shit.
Yes, exactly. Exactly that. Yes. I'm sitting there watching. I said, wow, y'all really need us to pump y'all shit. They really needed that to validate their stance. Because nobody, you know, you didn't go to JCPenney for no fucking school clothes as a black kid. You know that shit.
No.
JCPenney was like homes and shit like that. Towels and shit. You know what I mean?
Right. You went to the flea market.
You
loaded up on the flea market.
You went to motherfucking Macy's.
It was the butt of the joke in class act, bro.
You all right, JC Penn, that thank you.
JC Penn, he's top of the line.
Top
buddy.
Of the line, buddy. Come on.
Right.
Top of the line, buddy.
Right. I remember my first Izod shirt.
That you know what though? JC Penny was heavy in Izod. I give them that. They had eyes out on Smash for Arin. I give them that. They definitely
yeah.
did. They
never
definitely
that
had
person.
That.
Motherfuckers looked at me like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know Izod, Izod was probably the only name brand in the 90s that got respect from JCPenney. That was it.
Hell yeah.
That was it. They didn't rock no chaps. They ain't do no knock no second tier Ralph at all. I thought they would at least had chaps in it. You know what I'm saying? I was hard body on chaps. I ain't
yeah,
more front. When I couldn't get, yeah, but I couldn't get
yeah,
when I couldn't get the polo, I got me some chaps. The chaps was just same quality. They just had a C instead of the horse on that shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
I was good with that. Niggas couldn't tell me shit. But yeah.
And we was heavy in Carl Kanai too. Like Carl Kanai was.
Oh, Carl Kanai, that was like the next best thing after Cross Colors faded out. Carl Kanai was the next best thing after Cross Colors faded out.
And you better not have that. You better not get it from the flea market because your plate, that metal plate wasn't put on right because it had to have the leather back behind it.
Yeah, and that's what I was about to say. A lot of niggas was working on just the leather with the leather patch, and I'm like, nigga, them ain't Kanai's, nigga, like.
Nah, right.
This is just baggy ass jeans, nigga. Don't make knives, nigga.
And your shit had to
Stop
be
it.
Right, son.
You had to have the leather patch with the metal plate that had the four rivets in it. I
yep.
know.
And
I know.
And it had to be stitched to the jean, too.
Had to be stitched.
Like,
I had one
God.
Pair of official knives because them shits was costing money back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it was $80 a pair, son.
A lot of niggas was walking around with Pacos calling them knives, nigga. Let's keep it a
Yo,
buck.
No bullshit.
That wow.
No bull.
A lot of niggas walking around with Paco jeans, nigga. Yo, 942, we're going to take a quick break. Hip-hop, we love you for everything you did for us as black people. To solidify our place in this world, let the niggas know there will be no them without us. We be back, 942.
A little bit of love is all it takes. A little bit of love goes a long, long way.
45 here in the Midwest, land 45 on the East Coast. Transmitting live from Mars is the name of the show. Brought to you by Fat Stacks and Cataracts. Go have a glass of Gentleman Jack. Joined by my co-host, DNS, that is Dave, from down in the Snow Burrows right now. Josie P. holding down the Mid-Atlantic. But that little shameless plug, I was informed on throwing out shameless plugs because of algorithms. Certain companies run these rhythms and they hear people say certain things, and then that's how you kind of get noticed. But anywho, Gentleman Jack, have a shot. Good stuff. We're going to talk about this young man, Wheeler. Another case of the privilege getting away with murder, essentially. I don't know if you all know. I know everyone on the panel knows, but to some of the listeners. What is he, offensive lineman? Defensive lineman?
Offensive lineman.
A reserve offensive lineman. Let's put it in proper perspective.
Oh, so he's on the practice squad. Gotcha. Okay.
He's on the bench somewhere. He doesn't get any minutes.
Right. So we'll say he has a minimum contract, which is what, a half a mil for active roster, somewhat reservist. Like half.
We'll
a mil,
say that
like
for
that.
The sake of argument. For the sake of argument.
Yeah. So he's got plenty of money.
You don't hold this to it, folks.
We'll say he's got plenty of money. His school probably never had to pay for it because he was on scholarship. So, you know, he's not in any kind of crazy debt. No reason to be manic or have a – I mean, what are we bitching about here? And you're in the NFL. You have psychologists at your disposal. You have whatever it is you need, literally, at your disposal. What the hell you mean you had a bad moment? You beat that woman. She was damn near unnoticeable, unrecognizable. And yet – the NFL doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, they quiet as shit.
It's not on 2020. Like,
quiet as shit.
Like what Mike Vick.
It ain't even on SportsCenter like that. The fuck is you talking
about?
They had the Ray Wright special.
Let me finish. Right? Like, I was going to get to the SportsCenter thing. But when Mike Vick did his shit, he was on prime time that Thursday night. And then he was again on 2020 that Friday night. I'm confused. But, again, complexion for protection. You get it. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely DNS's favorite line. He got the complexion for the protection. And it's so valid, right? Like, it's so evident and blatant and not surprised. Doesn't hurt my feelings. I feel bad for the woman. She will get her justice. You know, so for that, you know, I'm thankful for. But it just goes to show you we live in two Americas. When a white man can beat on a black woman and not be shamed or ridiculed. In fact, people have come to his aid saying, you know, he's depressed, this, that, and the third. That's cool. But when a black man fights dogs, animals that is originally a white man's sport. We'll start there too. And then he's prosecuted and treated like the dogs thereof, even to this day. I had to correct a decent friend of mine. I won't say a close friend, but a decent friend of mine. You know, she was like, I can't believe they let him on TV. And I was like, but he served his time. He apologized. He's a human being. And he didn't kill a single human being. Like, you got people on TV who have killed humans and have been a conspiracy of. You're not bitching about them, so don't complain about him just because you love dogs. You can't throw your narrative that.
I mean, that's the. You said it was a lady.
Donated a bunch of his salary.
We said it was a lady,
right.
that has something to say.
It was.
Okay, let's not forget she probably loves women more than she loves dogs. But she ain't talking about Ben Roethlisberger raped two different motherfuckers after the first one already got out that he rapes people. And he did it again anyway.
Funny thing is,
We ain't talking about that, though, right?
That's her team.
Yeah,
that's her favorite team.
But it's just poetic justice, though, man, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? It would only work out to be that way. Like, we don't
Absolutely.
Talk. Like I said, we had Ray Rice watch around the clock when this nigga was going to get booted out, what they was going to do to him, what kind of punishment was going to be handed out to him, both inside, you know, personally with the team and through the full extent of the law. You know what I'm saying? And then it was mad.
At that point either.
And then they was mad that Shorty retracted the charges because she was like, we was both drunk. They was mad that he didn't get hit with the fucking book.
Right.
This is the America that we live in. This is the America that we live in, ladies and gentlemen. Like Dee said, it's two separate Americas when it comes to fucking penalties and facing up to the crimes that you committed. They don't have anything on this dude 5 days later on SportsCenter. They probably just throw it a bone just to please the people to let them know that they're still reporting on it. But when I say it was Ray Rice Center for the time until this nigga got released from the team, that's all they talked about. They have all these domestic violence experts, survivors, and fucking book authors on this shit talking about this.
Not just him. You got to talk about like Kareem Hunt, too.
Kareem Hunt, too.
Yeah.
They got him off the team ASAP. Got him off the team ASAP. Served his suspension. How are you suspended for, like, what, 10 games, 12 games, some shit like that?
12 games. Now, what I would say.
We don't condone none of this.
I can't
sit
there.
No, we don't condone none of this, though. But
yeah. So I can't sit there and, you know, disparage the entire ESPN. Mina Kimes, there was a couple of other people on the, not so much on SportsCenter, but on like your, you know, their daily shows as far as like Party Interruption and, you know, all those shows like that. The people have, you know, the people that were commenting, they've spoken on it. And that highlighted the overall, I would dare to say censored. It's been muted. It's been absolutely muted because he looks just like, you know, the same folks who was just charging the Capitol. He looks just like the, you know, the same people who, you know, took over the city of what was it, Portland? You know,
Portland.
He looks too much like the majority.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's
And then the sickening part about it was he beat her ass and then went to eat dinner while she laid there. Then when she finally got herself up, enough strength to run to the bathroom and lock herself in the bathroom, she said he told him, oh, you're still alive, and continued to eat his meal.
All because she didn't want to bow to him? He wanted her to bow to him, and she wouldn't do it? But then here's the best part about though, folks. Here's the best part about it. When this shit happened, you already know that he was labeled as having some kind of mental illness. Whenever these white boys go off the rails, they always labeled to have some kind of mental history of mental illness. But as soon as the nigga as soon as the nigga do something out of pressure from this systematic society that we live in, we're animals. This is what we're bound to do. He buckled to the pressure.
Right.
He wasn't
a matter of time.
Citizen,
and then they build the story. What's crazy is they build the story. They packed the gunpowder to create dynamite, and it was never there to begin with. Oh,
it's all
his,
in the wording.
His father back in 1977 got punched in the eye.
That's what I'm saying. It's all in the wording.
You know what
I mean? It's all in the wording. It's kind of like in the NFL when Jim Caldwell loses his job. Oh, Jim Caldwell got fired from the Detroit Lions. But Doug Peterson and the Eagles decided to part ways.
Part ways.
You see what I'm saying? You see the difference in it? Anthony Lynn got fired from the Chargers, but fucking who else got fired from a position this year? Who's some other white boy outside of Doug Peterson that got fired?
The Falcons coach.
Falcons coach.
Oh right.
What was his name? Quinn.
Dan Quinn.
They parted ways.
And you know what? You know what else too? You know what else too? I noticed this at the end of the Baltimore game. When they made it to the playoffs, when they won that wild card spot, whatever it was that last game, you know they put what's the QB's name? Guy, why is it?
Lamar Jackson.
Baltimore's QB.
Lamar Jackson.
They put his fucking interception in front of the rest of his glorious game, and who did they play against that game?
But the last game of the season, I forgot.
Whoever they played, white boy quarterback, they put all his accolades first.
And I
looked at that, and I literally sat up, and I was like, "Is this a joke?"
They literally put his
two interceptions and dropped whatever blah blah. They put all of that up before they put the 390 yards. The 17 for 21. I'm like, what?
Yeah. This is where we at, folks. This where we at, man. And I mean,
but
you know,
I dare someone to Google that game too and go right to the end of the game and watch that shit. That shit will fuck your head up. Because I was like, I was like, you know what? I'm not even gonna, because I was already in a bad mood and I wasn't gonna try to, you know, put it on social media, have somebody say some dumb shit, and then I was gonna ruin my whole weekend. I wasn't gonna do it.
Hey, man, we got to work twice as hard. We got to work twice as hard to get half as far. It's just that simple. That's the bottom line. But we'll say this before we get out of here. Do you believe the T.I. rumors are true? Yes or no?
No.
No? You guys said no?
I think Z said yes.
I said yes.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe. Only because we know he has some kind of agency with the higher-ups. You know, we talked about that in the production meeting. For him to have the record that he has and get stopped at an international checkpoint with a mini arsenal, and he's still on the streets, you know, talking shit. Yeah. I don't know how far juiced in he is, but we know that may have to do with some of it, so... I don't know. I'm on the fence with this. I hope it's not true, but if it comes out to be true, I won't be surprised either. And nothing surprises me at this point anymore. Nothing at all. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here. We're going to see y'all Wednesday. We're going to have another action-packed show we got lined up for Wednesday. And with that, we say peace, bitches.
Blame it all on me, it's cool.
Catch my plane. I can come back to the city and grip on rain. Got a young yellow hammer called a good cocaine. Cause a pussy like yo, I lay it all on show. With the red pussy hair, nigga, smell it in the air, nigga. You know what's wrong. I'm making the pussy wrong. 20 in words, make a pussy worse. If none don't come, she the daddy is hurt. My piece don't pause. Stand up in that thing. When my dick get hard, you see that big old ass thing. Hold it open, don't stop. Finger in your butt, dick in your car. Look at your toes, I'm gonna slip tonight.